Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners, whether by phone or by web. We thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Yvonne Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophet Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com or connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophet Yvonne Rao, and you can inbox her there and leave her a message. Also, if you want to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can email Prophet Yvonne at the email address that I gave earlier or inbox her on Facebook. Also, there are several ministries under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne Rao with you in mind. First, we have the Hour of Power for you on Sunday from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetess Martha Prophetic Corner from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to be a part of what God is doing with Prophetic Corner. You want to get connected and stay connected. You want to hear a word from the Lord from a powerful woman of God and a true prophet of God. So get connected to Prophetic Corner. Amen. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our ministry lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Monday, we have what we call the Moment in the Spirit. Amen. Hosted by Minister Michelle Williams. You will receive the Moment in the Spirit by text or email if you are interested in receiving the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. If you can contact Prophet Yvonne at the email address that I gave earlier or inbox her on Facebook, and you will receive the Moment in the Spirit, and your name will automatically be placed on our prayer list. Amen. Hallelujah. You want people praying for you that can get a prayer of. Amen. Also, the Moment in the Spirit is always a blessed word from the Lord. So you want something to jumpstart your week off with the word, and you can listen to it all week. Amen. Minister Michelle does a great job with that. Amen. We just thank God for a Moment in the Spirit. Amen. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Rao, who is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, and Pastor Joseph Rao. Amen. They're on every Tuesday at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss these shows. They're powerful shows from the Lord. Amen. You want to receive a word from the Lord, from a true prophet. Amen. And you want to receive some good teaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we thank God for One Word from the Lord. And we want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the Wild Team. Amen. And then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry Wild Radio, hosted by Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew from Faith Come by Hearing Ministries. At 3 o'clock, it comes on every Saturday at 3 o'clock. We want to encourage you to get connected to Wild Radio, hosted by Elder, a praying woman of God, a powerful woman of God. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls and the Wild Team, amen. Voice of Truth is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Rao. Amen. And if you need prayer, please leave me a prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or submit your prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yodel.com, and we will keep you and your family in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. We're just thanking God for another day. Hallelujah. We just praise him for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. That are new every day. He is a God that is able to keep us. Amen. If we really want to be kept. Amen. Our message will be coming from Mark today. Mark the 11th chapter today. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for just being God. Father God, we just thank you for health and strength. We thank you, Father God, that you are able to keep us. We thank you, Father God, for your divine protection. We thank you, Father God, for the roof over our head, Father. We thank you, Father God, for feeding us. We thank you, Father God, for providing for us. We thank you, Father God, for our jobs and our families and everything that you have allowed us to have in this life. We thank you for it, Father, and we give you praise, Father. Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace that are new every day. We thank you for the new seasons and the new things in 2016. We thank you for the unexpected blessings that's coming the way to all believers all over the land, things that we never thought before. We just thank you, Father God, for the abundance of rain. We just give you praise for it right now, Father, for all you're getting ready to do, Lord. Father God, we just pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-ins, Father. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, Father God. We pray for your perfect peace. We pray for your perfect strength. We pray, Father God, for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Our Father God, we just thank you right now for healing and touching them right where they are, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we pray for the lost, and we pray, Father God, that they will come out of the world of sin while they still have time, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now for saving souls, Father. We just pray, Father God, that you will save a soul, Father. Ah, Father God, we just pray for more souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise, Father. Father God, I just pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will supply every need of every person under the sound of my voice, and any of those that come back and listen through the archive, Father, you know what they need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray right now for new strength. Father God, we pray that you would give new strength, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, for those who need new strength, those that are weak and need strength, Father, you said in your word, Father God, that you will renew their strength and they shall mount up like eagles and they shall not be weary and they shall not faint. So, Father God, we just thank you in advance for strengthening them where they're weak, Father. Strengthen them in their bodies. Strengthen them in their limbs, Lord. Wherever they need the strength, Father, we pray that you will give them that strength, Father, that they need to keep on going, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Fame. We thank you for being God. We thank you, Father, that you are supernatural God. We thank you, Father God, just for all things, Father. We just give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you glory and we magnify your name, for thou art the God of Israel. We give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God, who is able to supply all of our needs. Amen, amen. The message will be coming from Mark, the 11th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 22, but I do want to encourage you in your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the entirety of the chapter, to hear what God is saying to you in his word. Amen. Starting at verse number 22, and the word of God reads, "And Jesus answering, said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. It said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. The title of the message today is Mountain Moving Faith. Mountain Moving Faith. Hallelujah. Jesus was talking here to his disciples, and he was telling them, I want you to have faith. Oh, hallelujah, because Jesus was training them and getting them ready, and they were getting ready to do the work, and they were working along beside them, but they had to have faith. They had to have that mountain-moving faith. Hallelujah, because in the scriptures, hallelujah, it tells us where Jesus has to ask them several times, where is your faith? Oh, ye of little faith. Hallelujah, because it was things that the disciples were doing that had showed that their faith was not where it needed to be. Hallelujah. When they tried to cast out the demon, glory be to God, it did not work because of their faith. Hallelujah. To Jesus. Jesus is saying to them, you got to have mountain moving faith. In other words, mountain moving faith is I got to have faith that is unmovable. I got to have faith that has no doubt. I got to have faith that has no fear. And I got to have faith that does not have any unbelief. But my faith has to be as tall and as high as a mountain. Glory be to God. That mountain may move, because just like a mountain climber, he can't climb a mountain that is so high and so wide if he's got fear. He has to believe that he can. He got to have no doubt that he can, glory be to God, and he can't have no fear that he can't, glory be to God, hallelujah. And it's the same way with mountain moving faith. Mountain moving faith is saying, I got trust in God. I can believe in that I do not see, because see, faith says that if I'm going to have faith in God, hallelujah, that Jesus, I got to believe in what I do not see. Hallelujah. But oftentimes in our lives, fear will come. And when fear comes, it comes in, it kind of creeps its way in into our lives and into our hearts and into our minds. Glory be to God. And when that fear comes, hallelujah, it kind of places us in a box. Glory be to God. Well, we don't have enough faith, hallelujah, to speak to whatever's coming against us and telling it to get out of our way. Many times our fears come to tell us that we're not ready. I can't do it. I can't make it. Glory be to God. But Jesus said unto them, if you have faith in God, hallelujah to Jesus, hallelujah, and if you believe and have that faith, whatever you have fear of, glory be to God, it's got to move. Because you got to speak with it, to it, glory be to God, with mountain moving faith. Don't matter how big the thing may be, don't matter how big the giant may be, the giant can fall. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mountain moving faith says to God, I believe you, and I'm going to move regardless of my fear. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in the word of God, in Hebrews, it talks about how they moved by faith, through faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It even says, glory be to God, that when Noah was told to build the ark in a place that it had not rained for years, that Noah moved, and as a matter of fact, it said, with his fears, he yet moved. He moved with his fear because he had faith to believe and know that if God said it, glory be to God, it's going to happen. See, mountain moving faith says that if God said it, I got to believe it. I got to believe what he says. I to live by what he says, and I got to walk by what he said. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Did you see that mountain move with faith? Glory be to God. What helped you to do things that you didn't think you could even do? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I tell this story many times. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When I first began in the ministry, glory be to God, and I thank God for prophetess, amen, because she pushed me out of that fear. Glory be to God. But it was a time when I did not like to pray. Glory be to God, because I had a fear there that I couldn't pray. Hallelujah to Jesus. And then, you know, sometimes, glory be to God, because of that fear that we have, it don't allow us to move in the things of God. And see, when we have that fear, we can't move in the things of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We can't do the things of God. And that's what fear comes. The devil sends that fear so that you can't move. But you got to have that mouth to move with faith to move. Hallelujah. But prophet, glory be to God. I can look back on it now, and I thank God for that, because of the fear that I had in praying, glory be to God, because I kept saying, I was making excuses why I couldn't do it. I was making excuses, and I would say, Lord, I said, if I get on the line to the show, she's going to call me to pray. And I had a fear of that, because I said, Lord, I don't even know what to pray for. I don't know how to pray like other people pray. I don't know what they want, Lord. I don't know what they need. But prophet was always giving me confidence. She will always call me to pray. Glory be to God. And sometimes when I go back, hallelujah, and I go back and I listen to some of the shows, and I can tell how much, hallelujah, that I have grown and I have overcome that fear, hallelujah, of praying. And even with that, even when God called me to the ministry and to get ready to do the ministry, I had a fear there. I had a fear of what other people were going to think. I had a fear of what other people were going to think as far as God calling me and being a woman as a preacher of the gospel. Glory be to God. But as I began to learn about God, and God began to deal with me with faith, I learned that I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Glory be to God. It would not have been a voice of truth if I continued to live in fear. So we can't live in fear. We can't let those, as all the people would say, those little mountains to turn, the little molehills to turn into mountains. Hallelujah. We got to have the mouth to move with faith to move the mountains out of our way. Glory be to God. Because faith don't work together. Glory be to God. You're going to have to get rid of the fear, believe God, and move in your faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because where faith is, glory be to God, fears are no longer there. When you have faith in God, you can stand up to your biggest mountain. You can stand up to your biggest hater. When you got mountain moving faith, because you're believing in God to do whatever, you're not believing in yourself. Thank you, Jesus. You're not believing in yourself to do it. Because see, many people believe in their own self and their own self away. It's only in God, hallelujah, that faith will work. Hallelujah. You got to believe that he is. You got to believe that he can. Glory be to God. And you got to believe what he said. If he said it, it is so. If he says you can have faith as small as a mustard seed to move the things out of your way, glory be to God, you got to believe what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise the name of the Lord. Because with faith, we can do all things, glory be to God. You know what? If we keep making excuses, glory be to God, we'll never do what God says for us to do. If we keep making excuses, glory be to God. We got to have mountain moving faith that says I can. I got to have mountain moving faith that says I'm going to be committed, and no matter what comes my way, I'm going to keep on pressing towards the mark to do the work of the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because, see, Jesus knew that the disciples were going to experience many things on their journey of faith. He knew that when they began to get out and began to do the work and go from place to place, glory be to God, in their ministry without walls, glory be to God, they were going to face many challenges. They were going to face persecution and affliction. They were gonna face all of the things that Jesus had faced in his early ministry. Glory be to God. And they had to have mountain moving faith to get past it. Oh, glory be to God. See, we're living in perilous times. living in the last days, and you're going to need to mount and move with faith, glory be to God, to get through it, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're going to need that faith, hallelujah, to get you to where God is trying to move you to. Hallelujah. See, in our faith, glory be to God, we have overcoming faith. Oh, hallelujah. Faith that says, glory be to God, I am going to walk in faith. I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to talk by faith. Glory be to God. I'm going to do it in my faith in the Lord. Glory be to God. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to live for him. I'm going to live righteous, and I'm going to live holy. Glory be to God. No matter if nobody else does it. Glory be to God. I got to believe in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If we have faith, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we have that faith, we can cast whatever it is that's coming against us. We can cast it in the sea and tell it not to come back. Tell it not to return. Glory be to God. We can speak to that thing. Glory be to God. So when the devil comes to speak to you, hallelujah, Jesus, and tell you you don't have enough, then you tell him, I got a God that's able to supply all the things that I need. See, now to move in faith, glory be to God, will speak back the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you know when Jesus spoke, he spoke back the word. Glory be to God. You got to be a carrier of the word. You got to be a carrier of faith. Glory be to God. It's got to be down in your spirit. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You got to have that faith that will move mountains. Then you got to have that faith that will remove fear, because fears are what hold you. Glory be to God. It keeps you from doing anything. It keeps you stagnated. Glory be to God. And that's where we have to have mountain-moving faith. And ask God and believe God to help us with our fears. Glory be to God. Ask him, Lord, help me with this thing that I fear. Help me remove that from me. Crucify that in me so that I won't have that fear. But I will have that mountain-moving faith in you, hallelujah, to get through. Because the Bible tells us in the same chapter and more, he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Glory be to God. So in other words, we got to pray in faith. We got to pray and believe what we're praying. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. You got to believe and pray in faith. Hallelujah, that God is able to do. You, if you're praying and then you don't believe God is able to do it, hello? God is able to do it. Hallelujah. You know, many people don't want to go through anything in any type of trials and tribulations, but in order for you to know that God is able to supply every one of your needs, you're going to have to go through something. Because if the anointing calls you something, hallelujah, it don't come free. Jesus didn't go through it free. He paid the price. He paid the price at the cross. Glory be to God. He paid the price. So we got to learn, hallelujah, as we go through our journey of faith in our life, we're going to face difficulties. We're going to face our haters. You're going to face haters. You're going to have people that are going to come to you and ain't going to believe in who you are in Christ, yet they did the same thing with Jesus. They didn't believe who he was. That's why Jesus said, you know what? In other words, he couldn't do no miracles in their own time, even though he did some, because they didn't believe. They didn't have faith in him. You got to have faith in God. You got to have faith in him to believe that he's able to do. You got to have faith that he's able to supply. You got to have faith that he's able to deliver you. You got to have faith. And it's got to be in him and him alone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because the Bible said without faith is impossible to please God. So we got to have faith. We got to have faith to move. Hallelujah. Because James tells us if we don't have the faith to move, hallelujah, in our work, hallelujah, we can sit there and say, well, you know, I got faith. Well, we just sitting there and we're not doing anything. Faith means that I got to move. I have got to do something. Even though I don't see it, I don't know what's truly going on around me, why it's going on, why I'm going through this, Lord, why I got to go through that. But he's trying to get you something, and he's trying to get you to see if you would just move by your faith. Will you just get up? Will you just get up and do what I asked you to do? Will you just move? Can you just move and believe me and know that I am able to do it? Will you just move? Will you have faith enough to move? Glory be to God. Because it ain't going to come to you if you don't move. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to move in your faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because that faith that you have in God, it should make you move. It should make you do something. It should make you move and believe and make you speak to that thing that's coming against you, no matter what the enemy may say to you. Glory be to God. You bring forth back the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we, as believers, we must operate in faith. How do we operate in faith? First of all, we got to be the carrier of the word. We got to have the word within our spirit. We have to change our mindset of how we think to believe in what God has said to us in our word. And we can't allow any other thing to come in and try to steal that word from us. Glory be to God. We have to stay in the word. And we got to stay around people that believe the same thing that we believe in. We got to be around people that encourage us. And we got to be around people that said, believe God, stand in your faith. Don't give up. Glory be to God. You can do it. You know, I have to come back to that praying, because if I had to stay where I was and prophet had never, you know, encouraged me or called on me to do the prayer, I may have never learned how to pray. I would have just been right there, afraid to pray. You know, God didn't call all of us to do the same thing, but he asked us to move in our faith to do it. We won't never have the money to do what God tells us to do. He ain't looking at, I was reading something on my Facebook page. He's not looking at your bank account and what you got in your account, but he's looking at your faith. Will you move and do what he has asked you to do by faith? Glory be to God. It is in your faith. Glory be to God. This thing comes to pass. Miracles happen. It happens in your faith to believe. Hallelujah. It's not going to come when you want it to come. He's not going to do it when you want him to do it, but it's going to come in his own time and in his own season. Glory be to God. So we have to have faith to believe, faith enough to move those mountains as small as a mustard seed, and all of us got a measure of faith, glory be to God, to believe in what God says. Hallelujah. We got to move. We got to move. We got to move, because we got to get in our faith. We got to get in the faith realm. Glory be to God. And when we get in that realm, no matter what coming against us, glory be to God, we're able to stand. And we got mountain move with faith that we won't run. Hallelujah. It kind of reminds us of David. Hallelujah. That David was 14 years old, and he was facing a giant twice as high as he was. Just as high as a mountain, if you want to put it that way. Glory be to God. But David didn't come with no fear. He came with faith in God to know that that same God that helped him down in the valley to kill bears and lions and all that, that was the same God that was going to feed that giant. We got to have a mountain move with faith. Hallelujah, that will move mountains. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are running out of time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord, amen, if you will say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find you a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ, amen. I want to encourage you to live by faith, walk in faith, believe in God, have trust in God, believe in him. Amen. For he is a God that is able to do all things. He is a God of miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to encourage you, hallelujah, to live by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. We're going to get out of here, and I'm going to do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week. Know that God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.